Welcome to the podcast. Young in Love.
Hey, 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 my people. How on that day? How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of the Young in Love podcast. You are highly welcome. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, Tiri Bosa for you. Bosa, Bosa, Bosa. If you're a returning listener, you've made this podcast what it is today. Thank you so much. I love you guys. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing something that trended. So I don't know if you remember, right? This one time where a picture went viral. I think Instablog posted it. A number of blogs carried that picture. And it was graphic because it contained blood. No. It wasn't the blood of someone who was injured. It was blood from first time sex, right? So this couple got married, and after their first sex, they decided to share, you know, the result. I'm trying to manage words here. They decided to post, you know, the blood, right, from the lady to prove that she married her husband a virgin. And trust Nigerians, everybody had an opinion. Every single person. I saw it on Instagram, I saw it on Facebook, everybody was talking about it. And I'm like, okay, let me reach out to these people and, you know, get into their head, find out what was really going on. And you know what caught my attention wasn't just the fact that they posted this picture. They posted it, and when people started attacking, they even kept posting more, like, you guys are there killing yourselves, you're doing this, I married the best man. The man was like, I married my wife. You know, there were just, it was a series of posts after that, you know. And I was like, you know what, I really want to get into their head. I want to know why they did what they did and why they are continuing to defend it, you know. So I brought them on the podcast today. They're going to be telling us why that everybody wants to know, right? So stay with me. Before we delve into the main gist, I just want to take this time to tell you guys that you're listening to the podcast influencer of the year. Like, we won. I know 2 episodes back, I came on here to solicit for your votes. I mean, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if it has ever made you laugh, whatever, right? Just share with your family, share with your friends, share with your enemies, share with everybody. And guys, you made it happen. You made it happen on Saturday, October 9th. Yes, that was the ceremony at Lekki in Lagos State. And we brought the award home. Yay! I'm super, super excited. If you even watched the videos that Paul's posted, I was so shy. Like, I was super shy. This is good. I mean, I've received awards in the past from my secondary school, you know, but not an award of this nature. So for me, right, I know there are persons who are like super big, definitely bigger than Paul's, whatever. But for me, it was a big thing. It was a huge thing for me. So thank you guys for voting. I met some really amazing people, Road to 30 podcasts. I met them, sweet, sweet guys, Isaac and Dolly. And the only celebrity I snapped with, though, because fear was catching me. So before somebody was just slap the phone out of my hand, like, why are you putting the camera in my face? Why are you putting the camera in my face? I was just respecting myself. I saw some people, you know, Nobeligwe, you know, Kiki, a number of them like that. I'm like, you know what? The need to avoid embarrassment is higher than my need to snap picture with celebrity. So I just stayed at the place. But of course, the only person I snapped with was Sasuke, Bunny Beauty from Big Brother Ninja Shine Your Eye Edition. She was such a sweet soul, and she won in her own category too. She won the Art Influencer of the Year. I took a picture with her, but I don't think I've posted it yet, you know, just trying to be humble, not fancy, whatever. But I'm going to cherish that picture, yeah, no. I especially want to thank the nurses of University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. Y'all came out big time for me. You showed up. Thank you. I mean, nurses, you guys are... Mwah, mwah, mwah. I want to thank Port Harcourt Central. Port Harcourt Central. You know, I'm a Port Harcourt girl. Born and bred. I want to thank you guys, Port Harcourt Central, for the support. Like, they posted it on their page. Told Port Harcourt people to vote. Not say Port Harcourt no, they carry last. I want to thank Babcock University Alumni Association. Hail, Babcock! So, thanks, guys, for... I mean, supporting your own, you know. I also want to thank Aztec Alumni Community, my secondary school. You guys are amazing. My sister and her husband, those people, I'm going to kill cow for them. and my in-laws, all, I can't start mentioning all the names, but my sister and her family, I mean, the family she married into, all of them like this, I'm supposed to kill cow for them. They took it personally. I want to thank Aaron, Reabani, China, I mean, he knows himself, Chiso, Mizete, Debinen, Bakare, Feko, the only rapper I know. Hey, the only rapper I know as endorsed by M.I. Abaga. Big boy. I want to also thank Ijoma, Jojo, Olushola, Ugochi, Chukwemeka, the Seventh-day Adventist members of the Eastern Nigerian Union Conference. You guys, Adventist core members. I mean, the ones that are serving in the whole Nigeria. You guys, you're amazing. The Communication Department of the SDA Church. Podcasters of Niger. These people, hey. We need to throw a party. Thank you, guys. Pod Magic Creators and Niger Pod Hub. They put it in their newsletter. Vote for Young in Love. So, all your votes counted. Thank you so much. I know that there are so many names I've omitted, but time will not permit me to go further. We have to delve into the gist. Please do not touch the dial. Stay with me. Lest I forget, this episode was recorded virtually, so just in case you notice any glitch, please bear with us. This episode is not an endorsement of the views of the guest. Welcome to the Young Your Love podcast. You're highly welcome. This viral post about, you know, the first sexual experience in marriage, proof of virginity and all of that, and it has caused a lot of mixed reactions. Some people are like, oh, this is nice, this is good. And others are like, wow, do we really have to see that? You understand? So the first question I'm going to be asking is, how did you guys meet? How did the both of you meet?
We met on the 20th day of May, 2017.
Wow. Okay.
At a wedding ceremony of one of his relatives.
Okay.
So
that's who saw
when,
first?
Okay, we are sitting on a table, the same round table. He was the only guy, a man sitting on that round table. I'm like, we are going to toast in the name of God. And our prayer will be that our young girls who are on this seat, they will see their husbands today. And Amen. This is our young bobo here, who is in the midst of all the girls, will see his wife in this wedding today too. His relative too was like, engineer, this is your wife. I looked at the boy. In my mind, I was like, what is this one saying? So he now gave me his number. I gave him my own. Unlike me, I don't easily give out my number. I gave out my own. He then said, I am Engineer Zu. I gave him my number, then left. As we are going, he called me. I was like, where was I? I said, we are going. Asked whether that should come. He wants to give me transport money. I said, hold your money. I have my money. I can pay for my transport. And so, okay, I left. So from time to time, he was calling. And each time he called, I felt happy. I was like, what is the middle of this?
Okay.
Then until 2 weeks later, he said he wanted to see me. I said, okay. So he came around where I was staying. We sat out and he proposed. He said he's only child of his mother. His mother is asking him to get married. He wants to get married. That he wants to marry me. Ah, and mama was like,
hold on. He proposed to you 2 weeks after meeting you?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So he proposed to you in that same 2017?
Yes, December 2017, 2 weeks after a meeting.
Did you say yes?
Yes, I said yes, but before I said yes, a whole lot, something actually happened. When he proposed, my mind actually flew. And I had a whole lot of questions running through my mind. I was like, I don't know this person. I don't know his kind of person, where he's coming from, whether he will be the kind of man I will, and most importantly, whether he will be able to adhere to my no-sex relationship before marriage.
Okay. So speaking of that now, speaking of the whole no-sex thing, let me ask, right? What inspired you to wait till marriage? I mean, the both of you. I want to hear from him as the man now. Because what inspired the both of you to wait, you know, till you get married before you have sex?
It's because he told me the truth that he has a kind of covenant with God, that he promised God that he will never have sex outside the marriage and all that. I said, there's no problem. And two, and commitment with God. She's a church type, always praying, you know, advising me in godly way. I was like, am I going to marry a reverend sister, or I'm looking for a wife or not a reverend sister? Because we are all, she's a Catholic, and myself, I'm also a Catholic. I said, I'm not to marry a woman who will also take care of my children, not a reverend sister. This one, she's always pushing for me, you know. So I think I'm a kind of person that with her kind of lifestyle, with the few experience I had with her, I think without a few months, few weeks we spent, I was like, that means this girl will be a good girl. I visited her, she gave me her CV. I saw her CV. She was even hiding her CV from me. When I saw her CV, I saw her age. I said, wow, if this girl can be able to obtain the level of certificate she has on this CV, that means she will be a serious person.
Okay.
That also inspired me more.
And
even when she told me about her tattoos, I said, are you serious? I said, okay. So I immediately went to my mom. I told my mom,
Did that make you love her more? When you say status, I believe you're talking about her saying she's a virgin. Did that spike your interest? Did it make you love her even more?
I never. No, that is not my concern, because I was, you know, a lot of deceit. Sometimes, you know, sin is believing. Something I have not seen, but I have that feelings inside me that this is my wife.
Okay, so it wasn't virginity.
It wasn't about that. But after some time, it also contributed more, because it gives me, I'm a jealous type. I'm a kind of person that I always suspect somebody, especially if you're a woman. But at the time, I was like, if this girl can be able to keep herself to now, what am I fighting? My dear, you can go, even she can go to anywhere, I won't be jealous. She'll come back and say, where are you coming from? Even when she come back late, I don't panic.
Okay, Barrister Mrs. Mary, what inspired you to wait till marriage?
My mom inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered before she gave birth. She stayed up to 4 years before having issues. And according to, she suffered in the hands of my uncles. They casketed amongst her. So she now said, if God should give her a child, if a boy, the boy will be a reverend father. If a girl, the girl will be a reverend sister. So I happened to be that child. So at 7, I received first Holy Communion. She told me about it. I said, no, I don't want to be a reverend sister. I want to marry. But I now had vow with God that I will not have sex before marriage. I will not be a reverend sister, but I will not have sex before marriage. So from that day, I started fighting for it, fighting to achieve it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. You know, you posted something on your Facebook about an ex-lover who attempted to take it by force. I remember seeing a post like that on your Facebook. What was that about?
Okay. It's actually a friend. It was a supposed lover. So when I met him, I told him to see, this is who I am, but I don't want to do this before marriage. If you don't mind waiting with you, until marriage too, but this area, no. He accepted, but along the line, he became impatient. He said, no, he can't. He can't say, castigating me. Am I a woman? If I'm a woman, I should do this. I should do that. He started cheating, seeing other women. Although I didn't bother about the women because I felt that, okay, since I'm not giving it to him, why would I bother myself? After all, I don't even know whether or not we'll get married. So
yeah,
then in one occasion, the first occasion was my apartment while in school at IMSU during my first degree because I studied law. I had studied French at Imo State University. So that was in my final year. He came, he visited me, my apartment. So he tried to force me. I struggled with him and gave him a bite on the eye. So he allowed me and left. So the next attempt was when I was serving at my NYSC. Where he did his NYSC, he did.
He said the next experience was NYSC.
Yes. When this where he did his NYSC was the same place I did mine. A year after his. So I was ill. He came around, I was feeling so sick. Instead of taking care of me as I was ill, he wanted to take advantage of it. He started forcing me. So I struggled with him, I struggled, and he didn't succeed again. But he felt he succeeded. He started bragging to my friend Louis that thing that he's making my head to be big. Yes, so taking it, this and that. So Louis asked me, I told him what happened.
Okay, thanks. I mean, good riddance, right? For any man who attempts to forcefully sleep with a lady, then he's not husband material. So moving on, you know, I did an episode, I think 3 episodes back, No Marriage, No Sex. And on that episode, I brought in a lady who waited. She was a virgin, you know, before she got married. And I brought her on the podcast to tell me, you know, why she waited, what her first sexual experience was. And she said what it was. It wasn't all that great. It wasn't, you know. So I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell me, right, what was your first sexual experience like? I mean, after you got married. Did you enjoy it? Was it painful, as many ladies say? You know, just briefly tell me what your experience was.
Okay. We are even still on the process.
Don't be shy.
No, I'm not shy. We are still on the process, actually. After the wedding on 25th, that 25th night, our guy was like, okay, now this is the time. Shay, you always tell me to wait until I pay. I have paid, and we have waited. This is the time now to do it. So I said, being in fear, in too much fear, I said, no, it's not now. Let's still wait. Let's see, wait. Moreover, my mom is still around. People are still around. I may be shouting and they will hear that I was shouting. They should hold on or we should go and lodge in a hotel. Knowing that it was late, we may not see any hotel. So we left. And went in search of a hotel. We couldn't see. I saw a guy, let's go back. Now, this is your husband. No hustle much. Let's go back. Tomorrow, we'll try it, we'll do it. So we then went back and went to bed. So Sunday, after church, Sunday, and we were like, okay, we'll do it that Sunday night. But Sunday night, he went to bed early. I said, oh, thank God, though, he has slept. Me too, I will sleep. We slept until around the next day, being 7th, in the hours of 5, 6. So he woke up and said, okay, Ayana, this is a time. I said, I beg you, I don't want to do. I'm scared. I tried to, no way. We tried, no way. We kept on trying, no one to.
What do you mean, no way?
He would then punch it a bit. When he punched it a bit, blood came out. And it was so painful. I told him to leave me and I will not do it again. I will even go home.
Wow.
So he snapped the blood stain on the bed. Then when I stood up to leave the room, because I told him, oh, I will not do it again. Blood now poured on the floor. So he snapped it too. He snapped it too. So that was it. And since then, we've not done it again because I'm afraid the pain. I'm afraid of undergoing the pain again.
Engineer Izu, I want to hear from you. What was that experience like for you?
My dear, how would I put it? I think it's a kind of experience that I didn't want to get in life, but nature has always bring it close to me, which I have to do it. I don't like seeing blood.
Okay.
But I think for me to have that kind of experience is a kind of privilege.
Okay.
And also a kind of a thing of joy, because I know what it means by desiring a woman of her nature who has always been close to God and all that. After so many years, these are 32 years of age, I know what it takes. She have traveled from this city to this city, from even to Togo. After her schooling, she went to Togo for course, coming back for service, also serve in River State, where you see any girl that comes to River State, I think if that girl controls herself or preserves herself, I think she's a strong girl, because you see we are people, bunkers and all that, to be using money to intimidate you. And you know, if she can do that, I think she's a strong girl for doing that. So I think I'm so happy. I'm a happy man for having her as my wife.
Okay, nice. I'm a happy man. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But what that moment, right? You know, the delays and all, when she was like, oh, I'm scared. Did you feel any form of frustration?
Yeah.
Was it frustrating?
It was frustrating. Okay. It was frustrating. Even so, up to now, I don't even know how to go back there again. I'm only praying.
You will.
God should help me, because I think I was like, my wish is that in the next 3 months, at least she... her stomach should be giving people a kind of sign of joy, especially in my environment.
Was this also your first time?
No, actually, it's not my first time.
Okay.
But this is my first time of disflowering a woman. Are you getting me?
Ah, I understand. Yes, totally. I guess.
It's my first
time. All right. Okay. So moving on, right? You mentioned that you actually don't like seeing blood. You don't like seeing blood. And there are so many people who do not like seeing blood themselves. So what was the inspiration behind posting the pictures of the blood-stained bedsheets and floor on social media? Especially because you do not like seeing blood yourself.
Yeah. Why I did it is for a purpose. At the time, people started saying all sorts of things. Castigation came in, mockery. These two people, the others are getting married. People who started the relationship before them are getting married. Moreover, even the mom said she cannot be put to bed. She can't even take in. You know, a lot of stories. So even my friends, we are coming to me one on one. Are you a man? I thought, neighbors, we are coming to me. Are you sure people are normal? Okay. Even one of my neighbors was like, there's one drug, one herbal medicine. I want to give it to your wife so that she can be able to take it. I said, why are you standing this way? She said, I'm the only son of that.
But you guys
had
not married at the time.
Seriously, the society is very... The society. So
why,
I don't understand what's going on in society.
Make her get pregnant?
I don't know. They were like... don't I know what is happening now that I have to test too, so that I won't start going to churches, start looking for a baby tomorrow. We should test first. You know, my ear was filled. So that was why I was like, no, let me prove to them. And they never believed that we aren't having sexual intercourse or whatever. Nobody believed me. Even my friend never believed. My friends a lot of my friends who were coming, they said, are you telling me that you have been with this woman for 4 years? Both of you are not making love. I said, we are just like sisters. They never believed me.
Engineer Izu, let me ask you, why did you want, and this question is for the both of you now, why did you want people to believe you so badly? I mean, if they believe that you're having sex or they believe that you're not having sex, why should it matter? Why did you want them to believe you so badly to the point of, you know, posting this proof on social media?
On that question, to answer that question, like he said before, there were a lot of castigations. So many friends, neighbors went to his mother and told him a lot of things. Even his mother also has been bothered. She said that I cannot have baby, that they have told her I can't have baby. All of them were Christian, that if I can have baby, why have I not been pregnant for the past 4 years. Therefore, we will not get married, that I'm not a woman, this and that. And we kept telling them that it's not possible that I will be pregnant because nothing is happening between us. Is it not when there is sexual intercourse that pregnancy will set in? But they mm-hmm. we are always doubting it, that it's not true, that we are not normal. If we are normal, there would have been pregnancy. So in order to prove them wrong, we had to do mm-hmm. what we did. That is a kind of confirmation that actually we are telling you people, what we are telling them, that nothing was happening, is actually the truth. It's actually mm-hmm. true. Let all of them who went to tell his mother that I am not okay go back to his mother and disabuse her mind to even our neighbor, Mommy Favor.
Who wanted to give us
drugs? Who wanted to give me drugs? Who was prescribing medicine? I had to call her. She was the one who then told me what I should do. And she is the one that brought hot water for me to drink, brought paracetamol for me to take, and she was really surprised with what she saw.
That confirmation was a very national confirmation. Like, in my opinion, it was global, like on a grand scale. Because
honestly, we posted it with that. Actually, we posted it for the consigned people to see. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. For the confirmed people to see and confirm and continue with their stories too. And fortunately, all of them who are concerned, none of them has even made a comment about it. They viewed and pretended as if they didn't view. So people who are commenting are people who don't even know anything about us. That the people who are commenting. But the main people involved, none of them is commenting. None of them. All of them avoided the post.
You know, personally, like, if I were in that situation, I would have thought that, okay, since this is a confirmation to those concerned, if I have to, I mean, I don't think I would, because what I do with my sexuality, I mean, if I'm a virgin or not, should not really be people's business, you know, like,
exactly.
Everybody mind your business, drink water and just, do you understand? So, but I will not, you know, post that. And if at all I have to, you know, I would probably just send it to the concerned people. I think you guys were really brave. You were bold, especially Engineer Izu. After saying you don't like seeing blood, you now showed the whole world blood. that was bold. Okay, so I mean, let me ask you, right, Mrs. Mary. Not every woman bleeds when they have sex for the first time. Every woman bleeds. Some women do not bleed. So assuming that you did not bleed during your first sex, how would you have proven your virginity to all of these concerned people and even to your husband? Because, you know, earlier your husband mentioned that, you know, there's deceit. Sometimes people say what they are not. So assuming you did not bleed that first night, assuming you were one of those women, how would you have felt? How would you have been able to prove that you're a virgin?
Okay. First of all, before I answer that, God, knowing what I have passed through, knowing all the issues, castigations, I believe molded me in this way for me to have a confirmation. But eventually, there was no...
Have you forgotten what the story I normally question you? Even when she's playing,
I remember.
I say, be careful.
Whenever I'm playing,
I don't want anything.
I usually play rough play.
Crossing or doing exercise.
Sometimes I would do exercise that would, you know, they say from a true exercise, one can lose it too. Sometimes if I'm doing exercise or doing anything rough, he would tell me, he would caution me, if whatever you're doing, don't come and tell me story that is true bicycle ride or true exercise. And if I don't see bloodstain, you're on your own. So I believe maybe that is why God wanted me to be that way. Let there be blood. So some people say are saying that the blood is too much. I'm also thinking that maybe God wanted the blood to be too much so that he will really confirm and be satisfied that true. So if eventually I fell in category of those girls, I would, to be frank, I would have felt bad. Yes, because yes, although I would be very sure that yes, I am a virgin, but I don't like explanation. I don't know how to explain things to people. So to always see myself in a situation of explaining, maybe because that is not my nature, or maybe because I did not want that at all.
You just want the evidence, especially as a lawyer.
Exactly. I deal with evidence too. As a lawyer, I deal with evidence. So if I did not see it, I would have felt bad, to be frank.
All right. Engineer Izu, would you have believed her, assuming she did not bleed?
Of course. Initially, I said I have that trust for her. I have the trust for her. You know, we work with trust. Once a man trusts any woman, no matter anything, but don't let him lose that trust for you. That is just it. When we started...
Okay, so you trusted your wife.
I built up that trust. Oh, yes, I built that trust on her.
All right. Since posting that, right, on social media, yes. Do you have any regrets? Do you wish you did?
No regret, because it's not fun. We are not catching fun on it.
No, there is no regret too. No regret. There is no regret. We made a post to disabuse the mind of those who castigated us. Then people who don't know us, unfortunately or fortunately, people who don't know us took it upon themselves to share, cause it gets forward. Then before you know it, the thing has gone viral. And their castigations now, we are seeing their castigations as fun.
We see it as fun.
Because I was telling someone, there is a post we made that our surname is castigation and mockery. If castigation and mockery did not break us over these years, is it mere social media castigation and mockery that will break us? No, we have taken their mockery as fun.
So I saw a post, Engineer Zoomate, your husband. Yeah. I think he was saying you guys are now celebrities. What was that about?
No, the post was going viral. People were calling even people that doesn't know me, they were like chatting me up, calling me. Is it what is happening? I said, that means they are celebrating us now. Because I just posted something to clear some doubt, and they are making it viral and all that. That means we are now celebrity. That was just my...
Interesting.
And
you've also been going for a number of interviews with
Yeah.
Do you want to mention some of the places you've gone for interviews?
The BBC Igbo.
Okay.
Which one? I can't even remember. About two different interview online and all that.
Nice. I mean, from one thing to the other, from a post to becoming celebrities. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have a question for Mrs. Mary, your wife. Okay. I saw a post again, because I really took my time to go through your timelines, right? So I saw a post of you on Facebook saying something about when you are better than others, they hate on you. So I'm trying to see if I can pull that post up. I can't see it at the moment. Yes, you made that post. So do you mind throwing some insight to that post? What made you say that when you're better than others, they hate on you, they envy you, jealousy key them there? You said something like that.
Yes, that's what I've experienced in life. The experience I've had in life is when I do what any other person cannot do, or any other person may find difficult doing, they always that's act enviously or jealously, act with jealousy. So that has always been my experience, especially in this relationship, and especially in this dispensation, this what we are discussing now. So many people have seen it, because of the society we found in ourselves in, it's not possible. Or it may not be possible. It doesn't seem possible to them. And because also they have seen it that they cannot do it. Even so many men, cannot do it. So instead of them to appreciate it, okay, I cannot do this, but you have done it, I appreciate you, which is what I do. When I see someone who does something so wonderful, I appreciate the person. Instead of them to appreciate, they will always say, oh, it's a lie, or oh, you did it because of the, you see excuses. Like they post, they say, why did we bring up the pictures? We should have made the write-up without putting picture. But believe you me, if we made the write-up without putting picture, they would have still said, okay, put picture, let's see.
Some person said, where is the video?
Where is the video? So that has been my experience over the years, especially in this issue. Those I know that I'm far better than. Instead of them to appreciate, they always envy. So that was why I made that
post. Okay, so what makes you think that you are better than them?
I'm always proud of what I have. Okay. If I have something, no matter how little that thing is, I'm always proud of it. And anyone who feels that thing doesn't want celebrating or doesn't want me being happy, I classify that as being envious. That person has been envious and jealous. And the person is being envious and jealous because I'm better than that person on that angle, on that aspect. So on this aspect of life, I am better than whosoever is criticizing me, who cannot achieve it. I'm better than them. That is why they're criticizing.
This is what we'll find ourselves today is very, very common. If somebody will be celebrating people on nude pictures and all that, all this BBN Niger, Angel, you know, all sorts of things, then what is there? So to me, I see it as kind of envy and jealousy, because it's not easy. It's not easy. Me as a man, I know what it takes for a lady to keep herself up to this time. No, it's not easy.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Engineer and Mrs. Izuchi, for the time. So to wrap up, do you have any advice for people who are hating on you, those people who are envious? Just give them one word, one advice from the both of you.
Okay. One word we have for them is that mockery and hate. Mockery, hate, and castigation are our surnames. If there are better things they can do, they should better start doing them. Because if it's this mockery and castigation, we are used to them. So they can save their data and use their data for something better. Then, as of the ladies, those who have lost their virginities, is a pity. I don't know how they lost it. It could be through rape. It could be on their own free will. It could be by accident. Whichever way, they can still say no. They have to live modest life and have a redress. It's all about having a redress. Seeing someone who has done it and saying, okay, even if I am not one, but I have to live a decent life and make myself proud tomorrow. Then for those who are still virgins, I encourage them. The road is not easy, but with God, everything is possible. They can still make such a decision and keep it. Because one thing in life is this: whatever you do that will please God, the devil is always there to fight against it. Devil is always ready to fight God. Devil is constantly challenging God, rubbing shoulders with God. So if you keep it and give it to your husband, there is always confusion in the kingdom of darkness. There is always a problem over there in the kingdom of darkness and joy in heaven. So we should always look forward to being to doing what pleases God, because it's through your chastity, through your virginity, keeping your virginity, that one can please God.
Thanks a lot.
And so many persons, so many persons were like, all those there saying, virginity help. It helps a lot too. It helps me a lot, because my wife, there was a time after I graduated in, I think, 2015. It was after after my graduation, I've been applying for jobs, no jobs. Then recently, when I started going for her introduction and all that, and marriage, seeking her hands in marriage in their place, I had an application with a company here in Lagos. Then I had an interview with them online. They interviewed me online. I've not been to Lagos before. And as I'm talking to you, I'm working in Lagos, and that is the reason why I'm here today. I came here because of my work. So it carries blessing. The blessing that God is talking about, that whosoever person that finds a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor. I think it's not for those who misuse their self or who useless their self. It's for those who kept their self holy for God. So I think the woman I'm with today has brought blessing into my life and into my entire family. I just want to say thank you. I will always appreciate her for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Engineer Mrs. Izuchi, for the time being on this podcast, airing your mind, being open with me. Thank you so, so much. You know, there are a number of things. I'm just going to conclude right now. And so we can, you know, do other things. There are a number of things that you mentioned, I mean, the both of you, during the conversation, and I'm just going to be addressing them. At the beginning, I think Engineer Izu mentioned something about getting pregnant, you know, and all of that. So here's my advice. Don't put pressure. You know, you said in 3 months, her tummy should be. Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself or on her. Because first off, like you said, you're still in the process of completely having sex with your wife. Yeah. So that can create anxiety, like, oh God, can we quickly get this over with so she can get pregnant, she can do this. So I don't want you, especially because you're a young couple, it's not healthy to put that kind of pressure. And don't feel that, oh, age is not on my side. When God wants to bless you, even age can't stand in the way. He's going to give you babies, and He's going to give you regardless of your age. Sarah in the Bible is there as evidence of what I'm saying. So don't put that kind of pressure. And don't let people, no matter what they were saying, oh, your wife cannot get pregnant, she cannot do this. Do not let people put pressure on you. That's the first one. Now, the second one is about the hymen. You know, you said you used to caution your wife then. Oh, be careful, don't do rough things, exercise carefully so that, you know, and all of that. I feel that there's a lot of miseducation about the hymen. It's true that exercise can wear the hymen out, but it does not change your status. So whether she decides to become an athlete, you know, if she decides to be, I mean, you guys have already crossed that line, but for any other lady who is a virgin and who's listening, if you've not had penetrative sex, it's good to actually lead an active life, a physically active life. Don't let your status hold you back. If you need to split, if you need to jump, whatever it is you need to do, just go right ahead and do it. It doesn't stop you from being what it is you say you are, right? There's a lot of information about the hymen on the internet, so not you, I mean anyone listening might want to avail themselves of that. Now, the next point is, don't be under pressure to make people believe you, because you could lie flat on the floor for people to walk on you and they'll still complain that you're not flat enough. Maybe you posted pictures, but you said some people were saying, let us see video. So people would always talk. Now they get their mouth, so they will talk. Do you understand? So I feel that going forward, the focus now should be on your marriage, building your home, you know, making things work between the both of you, because already you're on to a very public start. The eyes of the public now are on you. Everybody's watching you because of the way, you know, you started. So going forward, there's going to be, if you're that type, the both of you, if you're that type that always feels the need to have people believe you, to make people believe you, then there's no end to what you can do just so people can believe you. You will not, because believe me, people will not stop. 3 years from now, people want to know what is happening in your marriage. And so if you constantly keep trying to make them believe you, where do you draw the line? You know, where do you draw? let people talk. Just let them. You have proven, I don't know how to speak English. You have proven what needs to be proven according to the background story you explain. Mm-hmm. So going forward, just let them get their mouth. Let them talk. The next one, your wife said, Mrs. Mary, you said mockery and castigation that have become your surname. I reject that for you in Jesus' name. Mockery Amen. And castigation will never, ever be your surname, will not be your first name, cannot even be your middle name. Mockery and castigation Amen. Cannot even dwell in your home. You're on to a good start, and the good Lord who has brought the both of you together will definitely sustain your marriage and bless your marriage. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The next point is... The next one I'm going to talk about is, you mentioned, Mrs. Mary, that virginity is the way to please God. Virginity, I don't want to use the word virginity. I'm going to say sexual purity. There are so many ways to please God. Obedience, right? There are so many ways to please God in addition to sexual purity.
Yes, it's one of the ways.
You know, so sexual... Do you understand? So sexual purity is not the... Because, you know, you have Christians listening to you on this podcast. So you have people who are not necessarily religious, but they are spiritual. They are still trying to figure this thing out. So if they hear that, oh, sexual purity is the... Virginity is the only way to please God. A lot of people are going to be discouraged. Especially
those who... It's one of the ways.
Yes. So those who have, in your own word, lost it might be discouraged. But no... Whether you're virgin, whether you've had penetrative sex or not, right? There's always room for to make things right. Just get your word with God straight. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, don't be discouraged. God is always there with an open arms, and He's ready to receive you. Right. Yes. Then the last one, Engineer Izuchi, you said he who finds a wife, and you said he who finds a wife finds a good thing. That's in the Bible, and obtains favor of the Lord. But then you created a context around that scripture because you found your wife a virgin. About that, I don't think we should play God, you know, to explain that scripture. It would be unfair to others to play God, to say, oh, when the Bible said that, it was talking about sexual purity. Because there are so many instances in the Bible where things did not go according to how it happened for you. But you see that God eventually showed mercy. You understand? And He blessed the union. Okay, one example, for instance, is Judah. Judah slept with his daughter-in-law. Judah, in the Bible, slept with his daughter-in-law. And it was from that lineage that David came, King David. It was from that lineage Solomon came, and eventually Jesus came. That was an abomination. Do you understand? Imagine, Engineer Izu, your father sleeping with your wife, maybe after you've died or something, God forbid. But that was what happened in the Bible. But you see how God blessed that lineage. So we are not the arbiter of righteousness, of morality, of anything good. We are actually sinful humans still striving on to perfection, you understand? So let's not play God to say that it is only virgin wives, you know, that give their husbands favor and good luck and all of those things. So on that note, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode, bringing it to an end. I enjoyed my time with you guys. I don't know if you had fun on this podcast.
Yeah, of course.
But personally, I did. Yes, thank you so much for the time. And God bless your marriage.
Amen.
Yes, until the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Young in Love. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, if you did, you can rate us and write a review on Apple and Google Podcasts. Feel free to like our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at youninlove_podcast. Share this podcast with your family and friends. Subscribe to Young in Love Podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support Young in Love Podcast, you can do this on our Patreon account by visiting patreon.com/youninlove and making a small monthly donation of as little as $1 every month, or even bigger donations as you feel led to. But hey, if you cannot make any donations, that's fine too, because besides just money, Young in Love Podcast has thrived and will continue to thrive on the prayers and good wishes of good people like you. Until the next episode, bye. and be good. Young in love.